Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. We are very excited that you are here with us again today. And for those of you listening to today's episode, you might hear my little baby in the background. I apologize. Life is real. And unfortunately, my nanny wasn't able to come over today. So you might hear him in the background, but we still have a ton of information to share with you today. So I hope that you will bear with us.
It's okay, Jess. He's an influencer too, so he can just be our pseudo third co-host.
We have a very exciting topic to chat about. Today's topic is privacy and security for influencers while they are on a press trip. This is a topic that's not very well covered when it comes to podcasts or online information. So we're excited to chat with you today from both sides of the table, from an influencer's point of view and also from a destination's point of view. But before we do that, let's jump in to our time out for trends. This time out for trend we're going to be chatting about is a trend that we've been seeing for 2021 that relates to our podcast episode today. So the travel trend that we're going to be talking about is solo travel. And I have a couple of stats here that I'd love to share, one of which comes from a popular site, booking.com. They did a recent survey and found that 17% of all the people who were responding to this survey were actually planning a solo trip, and they were in, you know, that planning process, which is a lot more than recent years before 2021. I think another couple of cool surveys are that another site was reporting that 25% of all American millennials plan to travel by themselves each year. So I thought that was pretty neat. Another survey had data that was showing more than 50% of all travelers booking with them were going alone, and they were doing solo travel. So I think this is a really neat trend that's kind of emerging in 2021 that we're seeing. I mean, solo travel isn't new at all, but the popularity of solo travel is definitely becoming greater and greater each year.
Thanks, Jess, for sharing that with us. I think it's really important when we look at these trends to realize that these trends are a little bit broad. We realize they're not specific for influencers, but at the same time, this potentially is an upcoming trend, and so there really isn't a lot of study or data out there that really specifically refer to the niche of influencer marketing and the niche section of travel and tourism. So we do have to go a little bit more broad and realize that there's a lot of people traveling solo, and that includes influencers on these trips potentially as well.
Exactly, exactly. So I think it's important for a destination, if they're listening to this, just to realize that solo travel is emerging. And so maybe you want to pick some influencers that specifically highlight solo travel, whether that be, you know, from a female point of view or a male point of view, that might be an interesting collaboration instead of maybe doing the typical couple fam trip or a family fam trip.
Definitely search the hashtag solo travel and check out some of the posts, see who's posting there, see what content they're talking about, and see if there's a good fit there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, without further ado, let's jump into today's topic of privacy and security for influencers. Jacqueline, when you first hear that, what are your first thoughts about that?
Oh, Jess, there's a lot of thoughts. And you have to remember, I mean, I do have some influencer ties, but at the same time, when you're working on behalf of a destination, and someone, you know, I remember the first time someone had kind of brought this up as a topic, I'll readily admit that I was really nervous. They mentioned posting after the trip instead of during the trip. And I automatically, my first thought was, but what if you don't post? And there's a lot of trust that goes into that. I know there are so many good influencers out there, and that is probably something I did not have to think through, but it is a valid concern. You know, we spend so much time and money, and I've mentioned this before on past episodes, the destination spends so much time and money and stakeholder efforts to bring an influencer to a specific place. And if all of a sudden they go home and they miss something, or they post something after the fact and something is forgotten, then, you know, how are you going to fix that? You know, how are you going to, you can't go back and change that. So I think there are a lot of different worries that happen when an influencer tells me that. But I definitely do understand that it is a necessary precaution that needs to be taken.
For sure. Yeah, I totally agree, right? The hesitation on the destination's part of wanting to respect the influencer's privacy and security while they're on site, but also they are dishing out a lot of money to have you there as the influencer and not wanting anything to be, you know, left out or left behind. I have a study that I kind of wanted to share. This is a topic that was covered on defendingdigital.com. They were just talking about in general, right? Not specifically for influencers, just people all around, privacy tips while you're traveling. So I did not know this, to be honest, but they did a study and they found that criminals actually will monitor social media to find out when you're away from your home. And so if they see that you're about, you know, you're posting and you're saying, hey, I'm about to jump on my plane tomorrow and whatnot, it is easier for them to come in, right, steal stuff from your house or even scam your friends and family while you're on vacation. So I thought that was really fascinating and an unfortunate part of posting a social media when you're about to travel. The study even went on further and said 70% of burglars use social media such as Twitter, Facebook, and Foursquare to choose just where they're going to break in next. So that just as a general security concern, not even if you're just an influencer, that is something to be aware of posting on social media before you're about to jump on a trip. Further on in the article, I thought it was really fascinating. They shared just like five very basic things that you should and shouldn't do before you travel. And I think this is important to our conversation today because I think a lot of influencers share these concerns. So let me kind of read off a few of them. The first one is don't share your flight information. So don't take a picture of your passport or your flight ticket before boarding a plane because that can be used against you.
So Jess, this leads me to another question. Oftentimes I'll see influencers who I think do have this privacy concern. And so I'll see them posting their ticket or something, but you know, their thumb will be covering a part or, you know, their hand is covering mm-hmm. it, or maybe they've blurred it out a little bit. Do you think that's okay?
Gosh, I don't know, because to be honest, I've done the same thing, right? I'll cover up my sensitive information. But after reading this article, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore, just because I feel like even if they can take little parts of information throughout your story post or whatnot, maybe they can put together a bigger picture. So I guess for me personally, what I took from this article is I am not going to be taking pictures of my flight tickets. You know, it's not worth it. You can find another way to demonstrate that you're about to travel instead of sharing personal information.
Yep, definitely.
The second point that they talk about is keep your travel plans to yourself. This is obviously very hard if you're an influencer, right? Because you want to create this hype of, hey, I'm going to this destination. Go follow their social media pages. These are the things that we're going to be doing and whatnot. But I think a good remedy for this for influencers is perhaps maybe sharing in general the location that you're going to, but perhaps not sharing your exact itinerary plans. For example, I'm not going to say, hey, I'm headed to, you know, Santa Fe tomorrow. I'm going to be doing this at 10 a.m. on Friday. I'm going to be doing this at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Instead, keep those specific plans to yourself. I think that would be an important part.
Yep. And from a destination side, listen back to, you know, our itinerary episode to really hear in depth about how we plan these things for influencers. But when we write it down on paper, obviously we are very specific. You know, here's your morning activity, here's your lunch, here's your afternoon activity. But when it comes to sharing that, that is not an expectation whatsoever that a destination has. Really, we just want to have you share the experience. Really, it's all about how did this destination make you feel? How did you, you know, experience this? What was this like? And really, the time of day doesn't really have any, you know, importance there.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Point number three is wait to post your vacation pics. This is kind of what you talked about a little bit earlier, is some destinations actually would prefer you to post while you're there on site. But some influencers like to post after the trip. So that's just something that you're going to have to work out with the destination. And that will be dependent on each influencer as well.
Yep. And exactly what Jess said, please, please work this out with the destination. More oftentimes than not, I've had influencers reach out when it's almost too late. You know, where they're going on their trip tomorrow, or, you know, we've already paid the bill, maybe, so to speak, or they're on the trip that I've had that happen where they're on the trip and we're like, hey, like, why aren't you posting? And they're like, oh, we're going to do it after. And that needs to be done beforehand. I cannot emphasize that enough. You need to communicate that beforehand.
Exactly. Because the destination is going to be watching your stories and your Instagram and your Facebook or whatever platform you partnered with. They want to see what you're up to while you're in their destination.
And especially if you're working with an agency, it will make the agency look bad as well, because we've had many destinations who call us or, you know, email us and ask, you know, why aren't they posting? And we don't have an answer. So that also doesn't look very good. So yeah, make sure you're partnering well with that and everything is communicated beforehand.
Exactly. Yep. The last point that this article talked about that I thought was pretty fascinating was they said disable location identifying settings. So for an influencer, this specifically talks about when you're posting photos, perhaps not share this specific destination, right? The little geotag. And we've talked about this in a previous episode, so go ahead and go back and listen to that one. But this is also something you need to talk about with the destination of, do they want you to geotag? And secondly, does the influencer feel comfortable geotagging their location? So just a couple of points to think about ahead of the trip, like Jacqueline mentioned, and talk with the destination about before going on the trip.
Yep, definitely. And like Jess said, we've mentioned that very thoroughly in a previous episode. So that's something that a lot of destinations, and really depending on the goal of the trip, might not even be a priority anyway. So definitely not something too big to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about specifically influencers. While you're on the trip, we've already kind of shared a few things that you can do to protect yourself. But some other things that I think are really important is to never share where exactly you live at home, right? So during your, you know, while you're home, you're constantly sharing and whatnot. Don't ever share like, hey, this is exactly where I live. This is my neighborhood. This is my home. As we've seen from that study, people looking to rob you are going to know where you live and then know when you go on vacation. So that's probably a big no-no. Never share where you live on social media. And then we've talked about, you know, your itinerary. Don't share your itinerary of what you're going to be doing. Do that after your trip or like after the day's done. The next thing is that I specifically do is if I am traveling by myself or if it's just me and my little baby, I will never share the exact place that I'm sleeping at that night. Unless it's a big hotel, I have no problem mentioning the general hotel we're staying at, but I'll never, ever, ever share a room number or anything like that. And if we're not staying at a big hotel and it's more of like a general, like it's a cabin or it's an Airbnb, I will never share that information until I've checked out. That's just a big safety tip. As an influencer, I think that's a must do. And as a destination, I definitely think you should respect the influencer's wish if they'd like to keep that information private until they check out of the hotel or the cabin.
Yep, that's definitely a good point. And as far as I've worked with influencers in the past, this is definitely not something that we request or ask or expect up front. I think there's only been one situation where we had a really new lodging opportunity. They were new for the summer. They were a collection of tiny homes, so to speak, and they really wanted to promote the place, but at the same time, because they were so unique, they were already sold out for the summer. So in this case, we asked, you know, if they do want to mention the name of the tiny home they stayed in, then they're more than welcome to do that, but we definitely didn't expect them to do it that same day.
Exactly. Yep. And I think that's just right. Something that we both destination and influencer needs to be aware of. So we've talked about, you know, how to be safe and how to keep your privacy secure while you're on a press trip. If you do decide and the destination is good with you sharing post-trip, let's talk about some ways that you can still make it an authentic experience. Jacqueline, what are your thoughts on this?
Jess, this is such a good question. I'm really glad you asked it because especially as a PR professional, one of the things that I'm constantly kind of analyzing in the world is how is a message framed? How is it being worded? Because even the change of a small word or phrase can really change the meaning of a whole message. And so I think when it comes to influencers, there's a couple things that I think of when when we want to be authentic, but also keep our privacy secure. Mm-hmm. And one of those is just setting the expectation up front. And this goes back to what I said about really telling the destination and setting this expectation up front for the collaboration. But your audience will want to know that as well. Are you sharing things post-trip to just share? Or, you know, is this something that you took 2 years ago? Oftentimes we've run into some influencers where, you know, it looks like they're in California one day and then they're in Wyoming the next. And then, you know, they're just sharing all over the place. And we obviously realize, like, there's no way that they're all in all those different places every day. But it really is mm-hmm. nice to see that in the caption where it's like, oh, I took this 2 years ago. And Jess, I know you actually did this a couple weeks ago when it was raining mm-hmm. one day and you were like, it's raining today, but, you know, here's the pictures I took a couple years ago to give you another mm-hmm. viewpoint. And I loved that.
Yeah, right. Because specifically in that situation, I wanted to showcase the destination to the very best of my ability. But because of the weather, it was impossible to do that. So I think if you put that disclaimer, just let people know, hey, this is the actual place, but these were taken a while ago. I think it totally can still come off as authentic and the destination will still appreciate what you've done.
Yep. And setting that expectation really does help the destination as well. Again, just because they are watching, but they are very busy. And so they know, okay, I'm going to watch for these 3 days for my content that they're sharing. And so sometimes influencers will even share the content 1 to 2 weeks after the trip, which, again, that's a little unusual. We haven't had that all the time, but it was a little nerve-wracking to know, you know, keep watching for a week or two and not see the content. And then finally she did disclose, you know, hey, I'm sharing it this week, so just stay tuned. But knowing that ahead of time really just saves a lot of time and worry.
So Jacqueline, have you ever had an experience where an influencer has come to you and asked you, for privacy's sake, to share after a trip?
Yes, Jess. And it was really nice to have that up front. And that's not always the case, but it was really nice to have the influencer say, you know, just so you know, this is my process. This is how I like to do things. And I do want to let you know, I do like to post things after the trip just for, you know, security and privacy reasons, but I will share. And most of the time, she even added the caveat, most of the time I'll share extra content too. So it's always nice to have that little value add, that little reassurance, and then I can communicate that to the client as well. And so that was just an awesome collaboration, and it did really well.
I think that's awesome how she said, hey, I have extra value that I can share if you allow me to post after the trip. I think that's really cool for influencers, especially it's if you have like a DSLR camera and you're trying to shoot with that. Sometimes it takes a while to edit those pictures. So that might be a little extra freebie that you throw in there of, hey, if you know, work with me on this situation, I'll be able to share those beautiful edited photos live in my stories instead of typically after the trip. So I think that's really cool for an influencer to do.
Yep. And again, that expectation setting is just really big. As long as you communicate that, I mean, I can probably count on one hand the times that I've actually said no to an influencer for various reasons, not just privacy. But that's super rare. I mean, we really do want to be flexible. We know this is a partnership and a collaboration, and we want to make sure that it's successful and that it goes as well as it can. And you're an expert in your field, and we know we're experts in the destination. So together, we can make that happen.
Yes, exactly. Well said. So I guess let's talk about call to actions. After you've listened to this episode, what can you take away from this? For an influencer, my suggestion would be take measures to protect yourself while you're on assignment. Don't not think something bad will happen to you, right? But also you don't want to be in fear the entire time, but just take little specific measures before. For example, don't share where you live. Don't perhaps share the exact room number you're staying at. Don't share your itinerary ahead of time. Those are just little basic things that you can do to protect yourself while you're on a press or a fam trip.
Yep. And never be afraid to communicate that with the destination. Anything that you can communicate and provide is really just going to help you create a better partnership. So for destinations, I would say your takeaway is just be open to the idea of posting after the trip. There might be some other contractual guidelines where maybe, you know, some pricing is handled after the trip or after the posts are completed or different things that need to be moved around or flexible, and try to make those efforts to work with them. Thanks everyone for listening to another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations. We hope you got something to act upon in this episode about privacy and security. And if you want to join the conversation about this topic offline, as well as our other topics we've already talked about in previous episodes, join us on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. We'd love to see you there. And if you haven't heard about our new website, go check out www.thedmpn.com, and you can see a whole network of destination podcasts just for you. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.